Good morning and welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter. Pastor Daniel Wing chosen for a sermon topic, You've Been Planted, Now Drink Up, based on Psalms chapter 1. Mrs. Beverly Hassebring is at the organ and your announcer is Ron Meyer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. God's gracious peace and blessings be and abide with you, his people. Amen. Indeed, you saw that last verse has that triangle right in front of the number 6. A lot of our hymns have that. That simply means we're going to be singing about the Trinity, and it is particularly a tradition to stand for those verses, and so we did there. We don't always, but we did there. So God's blessings to you as we continue to be served by our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our order of worship is found on page 203. Divine Service, Setting 4. We remember our baptisms as we call upon God's triune name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. And since we are gathered here today to hear God's word and to call upon him in prayer and praise and to join in the fellowship of this place, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We join in speaking together. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. And we pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for each and every one of you. And for his sake, he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn then back to Psalm 1 in the front of our hymnals. Psalm 1, this will be the basis for our message this morning as well. Many of the psalms are printed out for us in our hymnal, and we start with Psalm 1, the entryway, the gateway into the psalms, if you will. We'll join in reading it together, and we'll conclude with the doxology at the end as well. We join our voices. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We turn to page 204, and we continue as we join in singing, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, and then also the Gloria in Excelsis. We join in the Gloria in Excelsis as well.
Thank you.
And you may be seated. We continue as we hear more from God's precious word to us from Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. This past Thursday, we celebrated Ascension as our Lord ascended into the heavens, and he is there as we wait for him to return. And next Sunday is Pentecost, and we'll look forward to celebrating that as well. Again, from Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. This follows on the heels of the Ascension. And then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120. And he said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akedelma, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be none to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all that time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, in which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And that ends our first reading. Our second reading is St. John's first letter to the church. We read 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 15. "If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he is born concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have had toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him." That ends our epistle lesson. We turn to page 205 in the front of our hymnals. We get ready to stand up and sing the triple Alleluia, and that these things are written. To hear our gospel, we stand as we sing.
Thank you.
Jesus prays in our gospel lesson for his disciples and for us. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. For their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. That ends our gospel reading. We join then in boldly confessing our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, printed on the right inside cover of your hymnals. We join our voices and our hearts together with the whole Christian church on earth. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And you may be seated. Continue as we sing verse 1 of hymn number 605. Father welcomes, and we welcome the children forward for a message at this time.
Very good.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Father welcomes, indeed. Your heavenly Father welcomes you here to his house today, but also Jesus is with you all throughout the week, not only when you are in his house, and so we praise God for that. You guys doing all right? It's getting to be the end of the school year. Raise your hand if you're looking forward to being out of school. Most of you are. Very good. Yes. So do you have big plans for the summer? What are you guys going to do for the summer? Yep. What you got going?
I know I am. It's actually going to be the week that I come out before, which is this week. So I'm going to the zoo.
To where?
To the zoo.
To the zoo. In Kansas City?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how exciting. Say hi to the polar bear for me.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. How about you, Gus? You think you'll see a, you think you'll see a Royals game at all this summer?
No.
No? Well, you probably will. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go to the pool every day.
Yes, raise your hand if you plan on swimming this summer. Yes, especially when it's hot outside, right? And if maybe not swim, maybe have a water gun fight or water balloon fight or something like that. Yeah, very good. Anybody gonna climb? Oh, yeah, Sina, do you have something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you gonna do this summer? Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Bailey? What are you gonna do this summer? Is that right? Okay. Yep, Mitchell? Go to Harry Potter World. Ooh, sounds fun. Very exciting. Good. Anybody going to climb a tree this summer? Now, I'm not telling you to climb a tree, but I'm saying if you do, make sure Mom and Dad know that you are, okay, so that you're safe. Yeah. We don't want anybody falling out of a tree. That would not be good. Trees are so big, aren't they? Tell me what trees do for us. What do trees do for us? Yeah? What's one thing? They make us breathe. That's right. They take in our carbon dioxide. They eat that as food. Well, they help process as food for them. And the byproduct is oxygen, which we need to live. Yeah, very good. What else do trees do for us? What else do trees do for us? Other than climbing them and making oxygen. Do they do anything else? They don't? Tristan. Yes, Gus. Yeah, so we can build homes with the wood, or we can make a fire, right, with the wood, or the branches that get cut off as well. Very good. What's the tallest tree you've ever seen? How tall is it? Show me with your hand. Is it this tall? How about this tall? This tall? This tall? Up here? Way up there?
Yes.
Really tall trees. I have a seed here. Do you know that everything to make a brand new tree is inside this seed? A great big tree, probably taller than this building kind of tree. All of that is in this tiny little seed. Where did the seed come from? Yeah? From a tree, yeah. Have you seen these before? You've seen these before. What do we call these? Helicopters, that's right. Because watch this, kids. Everybody watching? Watch. Do you see that? I'll do it one more time just in case you missed it. Everybody watching? Watch the helicopter. Watch the helicopter. Does he call those helicopters? Yeah. What a neat opportunity. They can catch the wind and fly all kinds of places. And then what happens to this seed? It might start to get into the ground. If it rains and the ground gets real moist and it's able to get itself planted in there, what might start happening to the seed? It'll start producing roots, right? Was that what you were going to say? Yeah, the roots go down into the ground and the sun shines and the rain falls on it and it starts to grow. And if it doesn't get chopped down by a lawnmower or somebody who says, I don't want a tree there, it'll keep growing, and every year it'll get a little bit taller and a little bit taller. Before you know it, it'll be taller than this building. That's how massive trees can get. They are a marvelous wonder of God who created the seed to have all the information for a tree in it. Yep, Mitchell? What's that? Fidget spinners of the 80s and 70s and 60s and 50s. Yes, yep. Put one up on the ceiling? That'd be a long ways up. But that'd be kind of like when they fall out of the tree, right? So high up in the air. Well, trees are pretty awesome. Seeds are really awesome. But do you know that the seed of faith that's planted into you is pretty awesome too? Who did it come from? Where did your faith come from? Yep, Gus? From Jesus, from the, we would say, the third person of the Trinity. Let's review the Trinity real quick. Get your fingers out. Sina, can you get your fingers out? Get your fingers out. I need three fingers. Ava, three fingers. All right. We would say that God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Father creates us, the Son saves us, and the Holy Spirit creates the faith, plants the seed in our baptisms that says, yeah, I believe that Jesus came and died for me and rose again. And that's the good news that we have, so that we don't get seeds like this that grow in us, do we? I hope you don't get a tree growing outside of you. But we have the seed of faith that ties us together as a whole body of believers to be in Jesus, rooted in him and in his word for us as well. All right, guys, I just wanted to talk to you about summer and about trees and about seeds and about the gift of faith that you and I have. Now, what if the seed doesn't get water? Yeah? It dies. What if it doesn't get rooted real deep into the ground? And when it doesn't rain for weeks and weeks and weeks, what happens if those roots aren't really deep to tap into water? It dies. That's right. We want to stay tapped into God's word, tapped into what Jesus has for us with our roots, especially when this world gets kind of rough and tough and tumble. God is the one who delivers us, and so we want to stay connected to him. All right, guys. Well, I've got suckers here for you. Make sure to give your moms great big hugs today, because it is what day?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Anybody get breakfast for your moms in bed? Oh, you guys did? Well, you guys get a gold star. The rest of you don't. No, very good. Good to see you all this morning. And if you want to share your sucker with your mom, you can do that. I'm just going to hand them out to you. You guys can head back to your seats. And we'll wait to sing our next song here until the kids get back, since it's a very short one. But it's hymn number 582. Like I said, we'll sing it here just a little bit once the kids get seated. There you go. Thanks for coming up, guys. And a strawberry. Here's a strawberry one just for you. Here you go. Oh, here you go. You're welcome. Oh, Adley, you ready? Here you go. Don't get a blue tongue with that. All right. Hymn number 582. We'll go ahead and sing. I invite you, please, to grab your hymnals, or if you have your Bible with you, that's fine too. Or if you got your Bible on your phone, or whatever the case may be, turn to Psalm 1. We already read it this morning, but we're going to focus on it some more this morning. It has so much establishment for what the Psalms are all about for us, and so it is good for us to take a look at it a little closer, to not just gloss over the words. We'll try to dig into it as best we can. It is a beautiful text, again, the portal to the Psalms, right? You always start with number one, and here it is, Psalm 1. Again, if you turn there, you can follow along, and I'm going to go ahead and we'll read through it all, and then I'll kind of break it up into its parts. So if you just want to follow along, I'll go ahead and read it for your ears to hear again. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. These are the words that we meditate upon for this morning. If you would join with me in a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, grant now your Holy Spirit to sanctify our ears and our hearts to hear your word, that we indeed may seek opportunity to dwell in you. For where your word is, where your name is, there you are. We thank and praise you for writing your name upon us. And now we thank and praise you for your word as we hear it, as we look at it, as we study it together. These things we pray according to your will, and in Jesus' name, amen. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. But it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. But as I wrote in the bulletin, also a blessed opportunity to declare to all of womanhood, we appreciate you. You are a blessing to us. God created Eve for Adam when he was all alone. And so also each and every one of you women, ladies, girls here today are a blessing to this world, to our congregation, and certainly to our families. So blessed are the people. Let's put it in those terms here on Mother's Day. Usually the term man in Scripture, unless it's definitively speaking about a man, such as Jesus or as God the Father, is speaking about humanity, creation. So blessed are the people who walk not in the counsel of the wicked. Notice there are three positions in this first verse. Blessed is the man who walks not, who does not stand, and does not sit. Okay, walk, stand, sit. So blessed are those who walk not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Walk not in the counsel of the wicked. Remember the bad kids in school? Unless maybe you were one of them. Remember the bad kids in school, the ones who were doing things you kind of knew about or heard about, but you didn't go hang out with them. You were blessed because you didn't do that, because you didn't go and get in trouble with them. You walked a different path. You went a different way. You had a different group of friends. You were not in the counsel of the wicked. A simple blessing makes sense, right? How about nor stands in the way of sinners? That means you don't delight in sinning. It has become in this world a thing to delight in sinning. We've got a whole festival that's been going on for a number of years now called the Burning Man. They go out to the desert. They erect gods out in the wilderness, if you will. They have orgies and do drugs and all kinds of despicable, disgusting things to basically throw it in the eyes of God and say, look at us, we rejoice in our sin. It would be a blessing for you to not find yourselves in and amongst such a class. And finally, to sit in the seat of scoffers. You know what a scoffer is. It's one who points and laughs, one who looks and derides and chides and says, it can't be so. Don't find yourselves in the seats of pointing at God's word and saying, creation, 6 days, 24-hour periods of time, no way. Scoffers look at Scripture and they say, all the miracles need to be removed, like Thomas Jefferson. His Bible still sits in some museum somewhere, and you can see where he took a penknife and cut out all the portions that he didn't agree with or that showed miracles. We dare not slice and dice God's word. It is not a blessing to make fun of, point out, or say God's word is not true. But what do us blessed people look like? We delight in, as the text says, God's law. I don't know about you, but I don't always delight in the law. It's that speed sign out there, that speed limit sign that tells me how slow I have to go. It's that stop sign that keeps me from getting from point A to point B. I gotta stop and sit and wait. But the text here is not only identifying God's law, which actually, by the way, is pretty good. It's actually identifying God's word. It's identifying God's plan for us, his will for us. And so the man who, or the people who are blessed are the ones who delight in the word of the Lord and the will of the Lord, and they will meditate upon that word, the text says, day and night. I usually begin my morning by waking up, and I go to my phone and I start looking at the day's news to find out what happened the night before. But I started getting a little angry at myself because I thought, you know what, if you're going to be in this world but not of this world. Wouldn't it be better for you, Dan, to start out your world, but your day by reading about God's word and actually reading his word? So I'm going to offer you a challenge, those of you who struggle with this. Some of you are much better at this than me, and you're probably already doing this, but this is a little thing for you maybe to do in your lives. It goes like this. Download a Bible on your phone. If the first thing you do in the morning is check your phone, download a Bible. They're ESV.org. You can get it. It's an app, very simple, very easy. You can get whatever translation you want. Go to the Psalms. Start your morning out by reading one psalm. And then you can read about the news of the day. But see what God's word says to you. Be planted, be rooted in his word. Take delight in his will for you in your lives. The individual is blessed who dwells on God's word on a regular basis. And then it makes this comparison for us, a beautiful comparison. It says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. We're going to break that up just a little bit, and then we'll kind of wrap things up and conclude the psalm. You all are like trees planted by water. I loved coming to the Colson's house as I was getting to know Sarah and as we were dating. And we would come and we would visit, and they were always so kind and generous as far as serving goes. But it got to a point, maybe it was when we got married, that they said, just get your own cup, get your own stuff, make this your house too. They welcomed me to be part of their home and not treated as an outsider. What a beautiful thing it is when others welcome you into their home and say, you're not a guest, you are family. Trees that are planted don't ask if their roots can go down and tap into water. They simply do it. You all have been planted by a river. That river is God's word. You all have been planted in this place in the waters of holy baptism. You have been put in this location to feast on God's word. It's being fed to you. You take advantage of it. You reach out and you hold it and make it your possession, just as those trees, those roots, dig deep to find that water. But what happens when we don't come to get fed? What happens when we don't find ourselves in God's word? We go from being blessed to not being blessed. Like a tree, when the waters are drying up, you farmers are telling me there needs to be more rain. We just don't have enough moisture. You can't quite plant those beans yet because there's not enough water. If you all could have your farms right on bodies of water, that would be a good thing, but not when it floods. But why would it be a good thing? Because that water is right there, as the text says, like a tree planted by streams. That when the cares of this world come to knock you over, when the drought occurs, you and I can cling to God's word. But how much better when we are planted by that word, to be fed and nourished, to be given the things we need to be given, to be reminded of what our faith is in, that it is about Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that none can come to the Father but by him. That we can trust that the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross was for me. But it also becomes an opportunity for us to produce fruit. You see, a tree that doesn't have water, plants that don't have access to water, wither up and die. And as the text says, they're like chaff that is blown to the wind and serves no purpose. May you and I always serve a purpose in Jesus Christ. There was a book that came out a number of years ago called The Purpose-Driven Life. What is your purpose in life? It is not bound up in gaining for yourselves. It is bound up in serving one another in love. It is bound up in being fed by God's good and gracious word. It is found in Jesus Christ, who is the Word made flesh. The text concludes, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous." If I were to ask you all, are you holy? Are you perfect? Are you without sin? Your moms would raise their hands and point at you and say, "Absolutely not." But they also know. You, precious moms, already know. That you have done what you could for your children. You raised them to know Jesus. You made sure they were brought to the waters of holy baptism. You encouraged them as they went through those confirmation classes. You were there as they stood at the altar and declared, "Even to death I will not give up this faith." Dear and precious mothers, for some of you, it seems as though those children have gone away. They have chosen to uproot and plant themselves not by streams of water, but in dry desert wastelands. To you moms who are struggling with that, take it to the Lord in prayer as you always have. And trust and know that God's word, like the rain, does not come down to the earth for no purpose, but it comes to water to yield a great harvest. May each of you moms this day know that God has chosen you for a special purpose, to encourage your children, to raise up their families, to know Jesus as well. As our hymn reminds us, that God's word may go out from generation to generation, that others may be fed and well planted in God's word, that you and I in the storms of this life may hold fast to Jesus Christ, who is our rock, who is our salvation, who is our Lord and our God, the one who is indeed the Father's demonstration of love, that while we were still sinners, Christ Jesus came, conquered, and indeed claims us to be his own. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, may it guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We continue in our service then as we sing hymn number 789, Praise and Thanksgiving. We give special praise and thanksgiving for our mothers today and for all women. And we also receive our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. And we please would fill out those red friendship registers in our pews. continue with our prayers for this morning. We would add Donna Dielschneider to our prayers. She's a member of our congregation. This past week, she experienced what I believe is a stroke. I'd also heard potentially pneumonia. I had visited with her shortly after it happened, or the day after it happened, and she is recovering at St. Luke's in on the plaza, and so we would pray for her, add her to our prayers this morning as well. And then on the below, then we also would remember our graduates as well. Sweet Springs High School graduation today, and we rejoice with those who are moving on in life to another place and pray God's blessings for them. With those things in mind, we stand for our prayer. A blessing, thanks, and praise to thee, Lord Jesus Christ, be given. Thou hast, my brother, deigned to be thou Lord of earth and heaven. Help me throughout this day of grace to praise thy love and seek thy face, and when I stand before thee, forever to adore thee. Eternal Father in heaven, indeed, blessed is the individual who finds themselves not seated, not standing, not walking with those who seek to deride and to chide, who seek to demolish and destroy, who rejoice in sinning. But gracious Father, instead you have called us to something better. You've called us to service to you and to our fellow man by your law. Your word, your will for us is that we would believe, that we would know without a doubt that Jesus Christ has conquered all, that in his death and resurrection we have life eternal with you. May you ever plant us nearby those streams, that gracious Father, when the winds roar and the rain spatters, that we may be held fast to you and to your word. O eternal Father in heaven, you know all of our griefs and fears, our grace abused, our misspent years. Yet now to you with contrite tears, Christ crucified, we come. Wash us and take away each stain. Let nothing of our sin remain. For cleansing though it be through pain, Christ crucified, we come. And so we rejoice as a pilgrim throng. We rejoice and give thanks and sing to your festal banner wave on high, the cross of Christ, your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. O eternal Father in heaven, then we come before you this day as opportunity to raise up one another in prayer, to encourage and to love. O eternal Father in heaven, that you would be and abide with Pat and Lois, with Jason and Stevie and Kayla, with Donna and Lindsay and Carol. Pray, O Lord, that your hand of healing and blessing may be upon each of these. Watch over them, guard and protect them by your Holy Spirit, we pray, and strengthen them in their faith as that faith is tested. Lord, then, that you would also be with Jesse and Cindy, Dustin and Jamie, Devin and Becky, Lindy and Mike, Elena and Boston, Haley and Roger, Eugene and Stan, June and Dana, Amy and David, Carol and Tim and Jim and Judy, Lane and Junior, Carl and Keith and Jimmy and Doug, Larry and Steve and Vicky, Cindy, Kyle, Charlotte, Debbie, Austin, Darren, Russell and Betty. You know the needs of each of these, O Lord, and we pray that your hand of blessing would be upon them. Strengthen and encourage them as they continue on in this life. Be also with those in nursing home care, with Sylvia. We thank and praise you for Millie being here with us today. Be with LaWanda and Martha Jane. Watch over Dorothy and Leland and Mickey. And gracious Father, that you would be with the president of our church body, President Harrison, president of our Missouri district, President Hagen, especially as he gets things ready for the district convention that is soon upon us. Bless that convention to your glory, that we may speak of things that are uplifting and encouraging, that we may seek to do your will and your will alone. Gracious Father, that you'd be with those in the mission field. Watch over the Cuttis family, especially as they absorbed the loss of Jeff's sister. Be with Josh and Coco and John in China, and with Pastor Kolb and his wife in Thailand. Bless these and so many more who continue to seek to plant others near streams of living water, near Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, that you would be with the men and women of our armed forces, with Caleb and Rodney. We thank you for allowing for Victoria to be home, and pray, Lord, continued blessings upon those who serve in far-off places. We thank you for the what appears to be some sort of peace with North Korea. Pray, Lord, that you would bless both of those leaders as they seek to get rid of those nuclear weapons and to seek opportunity for peace to exist. We pray, O Lord, that you would work in and about that process, that so many who are in North Korea who have been persecuted for their faith in you may be set free to worship you, to rejoice and give glory to you. Gracious Father, then, that you would also be with our graduates, especially those who graduate today here in Sweet Springs, that you would bless them on their way. We thank you for their presence here in this place and pray, O Lord, that they would become valuable members of society as they seek opportunity for further education or to get into that labor force to seek opportunity to serve their fellow man. And Lord, then, that you would also be in abide with Pastor and Julia Miller, with Hannah and Elijah, as well as the people of Holy Cross and Emma. Grant them strength of faith and hope and joy, and grant them prosperity as they continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, be a blessing to them as they are a blessing to so many. Heavenly Father, all these things we lift up to you this day. Today we especially give you thanks for our women, not only for moms, but also for those who have not had children, as well as those young girls as well who await perhaps motherhood. What a wonderful blessing it was when Adam received Eve and he declared, "At last, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." May we rejoice then also as men, that we would have high respect and regard for the fairer sex. And pray, O Lord, that you would be a blessing to each of these, as they are certainly a blessing to us and to our world. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we join in praying his prayer that he taught his disciples. And we rejoice that he taught us as well to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before I give you the blessing, there was a beautiful example of being rooted together in Christ and in the Word, saying the Lord's Prayer together. I heard young voices and old voices together. There's one way of learning, and it's through doing. And praise God for all of you being here, bound in this place, to teach that faith and that Word. Receive then the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor, and may he grant all of you his peace now and always. Amen. You may be seated. We'll sing our final hymn, hymn number 588.